77767. Text the words BCB to 6300 or email studio at bcbradio.co.uk.
Well, the weather this afternoon, it's been a lovely, bright, sunny afternoon in Bradford, but it has been very cold. We've got about 15 minutes till sunset. The sun will set at 5:02, and then we're looking at an increasingly cloudy evening. Some clear spells, some light south-southwesterly winds overnight will allow the temperatures to fall quickly back below freezing, with another hard frost forming. Down to -2, perhaps -3 by morning. If you're into your barometer, the millibar reading will be 1,040 and falling as we're moving into the next few days. Tomorrow morning, Thursday, the sun will rise at 7:39, cold and bright to start, but it will soon turn cloudy with outbreaks of light rain, possibly snow, arriving from the north, bringing a risk of ice as rain falls on frozen surfaces. And a high tomorrow of 1 degree. There will be a little later on our further outlook for Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that was very comprehensive, Kevin.
We like to put the barometers in.
You do.
Those who've got them.
And the actual minutes at the sunrise is not just sort of, say, approximately 20 past, but, you know, and the minute.
Absolutely right.
OK, well done. And what else is happening as far as what's on goes in the city?
OK, well, you played Rollover DJ by Jetted earlier, and actually it's quite good when a DJ rolls over and allows some live music to happen. Okay. So just on this slot, let's just mention some live music on Saturday, 11th of February, around, in and around Bradford. We've got at the Bridge Tavern, Recycled are playing. These are bands that are playing. The Gasworks Bar has Havana Rocks and the Trues. The Sycamores has Suicide Blonde. The Brown Cow Inn, Jed's Blues Band are playing. The Brewery Tap in Idle has Emerald. The Coniston has Angel of Sin. And at the George Pub, Pancho Bullet. And at the Cricketers Arms in Keighley, we've got the Broken Hearts Club.
Excellent. Okay. Well,
today to Wednesday's Drive Time with Fran Coldrick and me, Kevin Archer. As we mentioned before on the trailer, our theme this afternoon is opportunity knocking for Bradford citizens, with the emphasis on young people. So, in the first hour, we're going to be hearing about a version of Dragon's Den mixed with Ready Steady Cook, the Summertown Challenge, which took place at Queensbury School yesterday. And then we're over to the South Square Centre at Thornton, where we're going to hear from David Knowles about some new opportunities in the world of art. And then we move on to St Bede School, where Kath Canneville talks with some ex-pupils about their band Volume 11 and a forthcoming gig. So, listening, we'll give you the rundown on what's on the rest of the show after this track, California Dreaming, very appropriate on a winter's day for Mamas and the Papas.
All the leaves are brown.
Maybe less academic, but there is a point of view out there, isn't there, that perhaps offering apprenticeships is a kind of cheap labour. It's been interesting that this afternoon we've had some action on our Facebook page, and Teresa Tucker makes the point. She said she's split on this topic from the teen's point of view. She says it's a good way to get into work, to give you experience in a trade, but from an unemployed, more mature person, the younger folk are a cheap labour. Why would an employer pay me £15,000 when they can hire an apprentice for £60 a week? What do you make of that?
I think it's a fair point that is being made there. Predominantly, the apprenticeships are for 16 to 24-year-olds. It doesn't preclude anybody of any age or background from doing an apprenticeship. The problem comes with, you know, who's going to pay for that. At the moment, the government is looking predominantly at 16 to 24-year-olds. If you can find an employer who is willing to, you know, put some money towards your apprenticeship, age is no barrier. Hmm. Yeah.